All right, that's a fact-based fact. You actually may have the Emancipation Proclamation, and it's where it's where they went ahead and they transferred slavery from just some shit where you're born into it, you are it, and that's what you are. Get out in that field and buck that cotton, nigger, or get in this house and get raped and wash some dishes, you know, slaves. And they transferred that to the prison system, is what the Emancipation Proclamation did. And anyone who's not in prison could just be a wage slave for some corporation somewhere. You know, hey, what are you gonna do? So that's the Emancipation Proclamation in McMurka. Now, there's a nice young feller, a prophet, if you will, a prophet for profit, if you will, that goes by the name of Jeremiah Johnson. All right. And Jeremiah Johnson was on a program as a guest at, and the program is called It's Supernatural. And that program is hosted by Sid Roth. And he was on there last week. Right now, I'm recording this January 12th, 2020. And he claimed that God done raised up El Presidente Donald Trumpista, or Trumpisto, to end abortion in America with the help of the baby boomer generation. All right? Let's learn. Let's learn together. This is going to be pretty good.
You know, Sid, I had a dream at the beginning of 2019 where I was escorted into the White House. And as I walked into the White House, I realized that I had had an appointment with Donald Trump. I walked into his office, and when I walked into his office, yeah, he was staring in the mirror. And it really shook me because who looked back at him was Abraham Lincoln. Sid, I was...
All right, so he was looking in a mirror, and the Abrahamic McLincoln was looking back at him, which is neat. That's neat. That's how mirrors work. Okay.
Back at him was Abraham Lincoln. Said, I was invited into this divine dialogue,
yeah,
about Donald Trump and the mystery of Abraham Lincoln. Hmm. And as I studied the...
I don't know if you folks knew that, but Abraham Lincoln is very mysterious. The fucker has a beard, doesn't have a beard. Has a head of hair, wears a fucking top hat. Mysterious guy. The mystery of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln. Hmm. And as I studied the life of Abraham Lincoln and the founding fathers, I believe God revealed to me that he raised up Abraham Lincoln in a unique time in history. He was a flawed man, but what God used him to do was to issue an Emancipation Proclamation concerning the slaves. I believe that God has raised up Donald Trump to issue an Emancipation Proclamation concerning the millions of babies that have been aborted. And
all right, all those baby slaves to the abortion massa. And you know what's wrong, all right? Because when they're fucking in the womb of the womb man, if you will, they're like, hey, my name is Fetus. My name is Cletus the Fetus. But then the abortion masters come in and they say, no, your name is Dead Baby Whip. And they go, no, Cletus the Fetus. And the abortion master whips him again, says, no, your name is Dead Baby Whip. That's how it works. That's how it works. It's an Emancipation Proclamation to free the Cletus the Fetus from being this nigga.
Concerning the millions of babies that have been aborted. And here's the key. Who holds the anointing? The Lord said to me, the future of America is in the hands of the baby boomers.
Said, all right. Somehow, by the power of linear time, it's in the hands of sexagenarians. Nigga, come on, man. This is outstanding. And this program is called It's Supernatural, hosted by Sid Roth. And the funny shit about this nigga who calls himself a prophet, it's the ill, because, like, you're calling yourself this old, silly-ass, hyper-translated fucking goofball book from some raggedy-ass fucking scroll some damn where that means nothing. And you call yourself a prophet. But I'm going to link to this in the web post here. Because when you look at this fucking guy, it's just some fucking guy. He's a balding white man. He's not even wearing a tie. Like, you're going to show up as a prophet, nigga. Have on some tattered cloth, but somehow still smell good. Right? Long ass fucking hair. Just out of nowhere. Got no control over it. Matter of fact, you don't even have time for grooming because you're too busy profiting and doing the work of the Lord. Nigga, you clearly are just on the clock doing your job. You're just going to go home and watch some pornography film and go, and fall asleep like every the fuck body else. Go fuck yourself, this fucking guy. Let's hear a little bit more.
And I want to prophesy.
What age are the baby boomers?
If you were born between 1946 and 1964, God began to show me this demographic of people has been anointed by the Lord carrying a true heart. The Lord said to me, it will be...
But how come they couldn't do it in their 20s, 30s, 40s, when they're stronger, more agile, hopping fences? Really? They're gonna get this shit popping when they're 70, nigga? 60, 70, 80? Elderfied? Shut the fuck up, Jeremiah. This nigga's a fucking clown. A little bit more.
The gray hairs and the white hairs that will determine the future of America. God has raised up Trump to confront and to issue an emancipation proclamation. So I believe that baby boomers for Trump are going to arise in this nation. They have a standard of morality. They understand the history of our country. And as a millennial, Sid, I'm just here as a son to say, go, baby boomers, go.
This motherfucker. And that's why God took your hair. Because as a millennial, you are a generational bootlicker, Jeremiah. That's why God took all your fucking hair. You walking around looking like Louis C.K., but you my age. Fucking clown. Okay, winecellarmedia.com. I'm yelling. That's what happens. It's 2:48 p.m. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Hit it up, get it popping, get it cracking. This fucking guy, man. I'm out. I'm so out. Goodbye and good day.